Okay, what you're about to hear is not an episode of Everything is Alive. This is the Everything is Alive feed, but I'm putting something else in here just this once. It's a new show I've been working on called In the Scenes Behind Plain Sight. It's a TV rewatch podcast. There's more to the story, but I don't really want to give anything away. If you haven't seen the show that it is rewatching, don't worry, that's not a concern. I'll just say that. I hope you like it. If you like it, search for In the Scenes Behind Plain Sight and subscribe, and you can hear every episode of this strange story we're going to be unfolding. If you don't like it, don't tell anyone. Just, we'll keep that between us. I respect your taste, but just don't spread the word. But I do hope you like it. And without further ado, here's In the Scenes Behind Plain Sight.
Ready and action. It's In the Scenes Behind Plain Sight.
I'm Ian.
And I'm Mike. And on this show, we take you back through the history of one of the great shows in television history, Behind Plain Sight, a show that we both starred on.
A lot's happened since then, and a lot happened during then when we were filming the show. Things you don't know about, and things you were probably wondering about. And that's what this show is for, to answer all of those questions completely.
So stay tuned. It'll take a lot of time, but it'll be time well spent. It'll be time behind plain sight.
This is In the Scenes Behind Plain Sight, and it's starting already. Here we are, the first episode of our rewatch podcast for Behind Plain Sight. Mm-hmm. And Mike, are you ready to start this adventure with me?
Honestly, I don't know. I know I'm excited. I'm a little nervous because I don't know what I'm going to find when I travel back mentally to those years. It was such a transformative time for both of us, I think.
Yeah, I think it's fun to think about going back there and thinking about all those fun stories. Also, some rocks aren't meant to be turned over.
You and I would say we're podcast fans, but I don't listen to a lot of podcasts.
I like the Daily.
Yeah, I listen to Daily, but I haven't. What I'm excited about is just to get in here with you, and I think it's so exciting to build something, to try something new, to kind of get out of your comfort zone.
Also, I think that's just a good message too, you know, to get out of your comfort zone. Like, if you're out there listening and you used to be on a TV show, try making a podcast about it.
Yeah.
Mike, do you want to lay out a little bit about what our plan for this show is, what
Absolutely.
We're going to do with In the Scenes Behind Plain Sight?
Sure. Like, our plans are not so crazy, but what we're going to do is we will rewatch the episodes, episode by episode, and then bring you a podcast where we talk about what we just watched. And not only did we watch it, but years ago we starred in it. So we know a little bit about what you're not seeing on the screen, and we'll tell you about it.
Some behind the scenes things that you're not going to get anywhere else. And there was so much that happened that a lot of people don't know about. Good and bad.
A lot of the stuff was on the show. There was a lot of stuff that happened on screen.
Yeah, they were filming.
That you would see on TV.
Yeah, it was in the script.
Most of the good stuff, you would see that on the show.
And we'll probably also be, I think, probably getting to some of the regrets and things we wish we'd said to each other at the time.
Absolutely.
So yeah, we're going to be telling you what happened behind the scenes. All 5 seasons of the show, including the Lyme disease shortened 4th season.
That was a tough one. But again, if you've watched the show, you know that some of the best episodes came out of that period. It was intense. And from that intensity comes some of the funniest stuff. And also,
Mike, I know you're in the middle of a sentence, but let's just take a quick break.
Okay, yeah.
And hear a little music. Well, that was a lot of fun. So, Mike, why don't you finish the sentence that you were in the middle of when
you got it.
When we left off.
Some of the most painful stuff.
It's going to be a blast for us. It's going to be a blast for you. That's what it is.
This is
we're friends, and we feel like you are our friends. Or we feel like we're your friends. more than us feeling like you're our friends.
Yes.
We are your, you think of us as friends.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of fun.
Oh, it feels good. It feels good, for sure.
Mike, I think a lot of people are wondering, what have you guys been up to? That's a question I get a lot. What have you been doing? What are you doing?
Yeah.
So, Mike, do you want to just lay out?
Absolutely. Sure. I'm happy to. I'm just very excited about all of this. And so recently,
this podcast.
Yeah. A lot of what I've been doing is getting ready to do this with you, kind of preparing the microphone, getting all the equipment together.
So in terms of the things we're talking about that are going on in our lives, you're talking about the thing we're doing in this moment.
This feels very, like, this
the
feels
exact
very,
present.
I'll be honest, it feels good because it feels natural. Like, it doesn't feel like this, the character that I'm playing, it isn't a character. It's me.
It's almost like being a person.
Yes.
Awesome.
I imagine that's exactly what it is.
And I guess for me, I think a lot of people know I've been going on auditions, and I'm currently up for it's a voice acting gig.
Ooh.
AMC Plus is making, it's an animated series.
Oh.
Mad Men Babies. And I am up for a Little Don.
I haven't heard anything about this.
Well, it's the whole gang from Mad Men when they were babies.
Uh-huh.
And all the babies are together in an advertising firm.
Oh, that's awesome. That sounds really
Everybody's
good.
Everybody's very excited about it.
Ian, let's step back. Let's take a minute to catch our breath, and let's once again allow Candace,
our producer Candace,
to play DJ and play another song for us. Take it away, Candace.
This takes me back.
Where?
To the earlier break where I believe Candace played the same.
It sounds familiar. I thought it sounded familiar, but I couldn't tell if it was just a good memory, good feeling, or if it was a song that I'd just heard.
Either way, it works.
Yeah, it works. It's a good song.
So yeah, so we're going to be recapping all 5 seasons of the show. I'm very excited to get to the first episode, which was such a delight to watch as a fan.
Yeah.
of you and me. It's an out-of-body experience, seeing ourselves, but it's also an in-of-body experience because we were also there.
Sure. Well, you can feel it in your body still, what it was like, what all those movements, all the action, the being around the set, the smell of the other actors.
The memories have come flooding back, and I remember when I got the call about this show from my agent. She said, "Ian, I got to tell you, here's what's happening.
Yeah.
It's a show on a nudist colony. There's a guy hiding out from the mafia on the nudist colony." She said, "I think it's going to be something very special."
Huh.
And I didn't know if she was serious, because the idea of a TV show on a nudist colony, I hung up the phone.
You did.
And she called me back, and yeah, eventually, so I learned it was real.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm so glad that I didn't hang up the phone again.
Well, what's crazy is, like, it's unconventional, right, to build a show around nudity. Critics were they didn't know what to think.
There's a lot of nudity at nudist colonies, and I wondered how that was going to work.
It didn't make any sense.
How do you put it on television?
Well, right.
Of course we did.
And many award nominations, we should point out. Like, we didn't go unrecognized.
The lighting, year after year, we would sweep those nominations. And the sound.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mike, it looks like it's time we need to take a break.
Yep.
And hear some advertisements. In the Scenes Behind Plain Sight is sponsored by Celebrasalt. Celebrasalt is fine culinary salt made from the desiccated sweat of the celebrities you love.
Think about all of your favorite stars and A-listers. Now imagine them flavoring your dinner.
Celebrasalts, sweat scouts, hide out at celebrity gyms, lie in wait until a celebrity drops off a towel. Then they steal the towel, wring the sweat into a sterile vial where it is later dried out and made into the salt you crave.
Flaky Celebrasalt is guaranteed to be from the celebrity whose picture is on the container.
They've got George Clooney, Matt Damon,
Haley Joel Osment,
Natasha Lyonne, and more.
Jonathan Lipnicki.
And in some very exciting news, you can now get salt made from the sweat of Mike and I blended together in a Behind Plain Salt blend.
Put a little Behind Plain Salt on the rim of your margarita glass to make your party extra festive this spring.
To get 20% off your first bag of Celebrasalt, use promo code BehindPlainSalt at checkout.
That's Behind Plain Salt from Celebrasalt.
All right, we're back, and we're going to be starting off this brand new recap show talking about episode one of Behind Plain Sight, the pilot.
Now, and for people who don't know, we should just say the pilot is the episode that you make for the studio before, I guess, they technically, it's called green lighting, before they green light the show.
Yeah. And Mike, one thing we want to do on this show is share fun facts about the industry that a lot of people don't know. You just shared one that I think a lot of people don't know what a pilot is.
Yeah.
Mike, do you know where the term pilot comes from, why it's called a pilot?
I don't. My guess would be that it's from the guy in front of the plane.
So I guess let's talk about our pilot.
All right.
Do you want to talk first, Mike, about what it was like to get the role of Chris?
Absolutely. It was a crazy.
Because I know I had a very interesting, when I got the role, I had a very interesting experience, and I'm sure you did as well. We'd love to hear about it. I actually never heard. That's what's fun about this, because there's probably questions I've never asked you. And one of them is, how did you get this role of Chris?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
What was it like?
Well, I auditioned and I had a cold and I did not do a very good job. And I came out of that and I felt
sure it was
very
not
bad.
Nearly as bad as you thought.
It was bad. It was as bad as I thought. I was very sick and I wasn't cast.
Well, I remember when I was joining up, they told me that Greg Proopst was attached.
Yes,
in the role of Chris.
Yes, that's right.
Greg Proopst.
That's right.
Am I saying that right?
No, that's right. Greg Proopst was cast. I think there was trouble with Greg.
So you didn't get the role. Greg Proopst did.
Yeah.
There was a situation. Something was. The Greg Proopst situation happened. Let's just say that.
That's right. Yeah.
And you kind of look like him.
I was.
And the rest is history.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got to get to the pilot.
Well, wait. I told my story. You haven't told your story yet. Tell him how old Ian got in on this.
Well, if you remember the first episode, the pilot, which we're going to talk about in a minute now. They wrote it up quickly. There was a bit of a scramble. I went in. I read the lines. The lines were hilarious. I think a lot of people don't shout out the writers enough. I get a lot of credit. People are always coming up to me and saying, you're so funny and handsome. Like, you're so good at what you, how are you so funny? A lot of that is the writers.
It's almost all of it. I would say, I think it's about 100% the writers. I mean, they write the stuff.
Well, I think we bring it to life. We bring it to life.
Yeah.
So if you think about a book I like a lot, Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, they create the lifeless body of meat made from convicts robbed from graves.
Okay.
This gray mound of monstrous flesh. The writers make that.
Yeah.
But I and you as actors, we are the electricity that Dr. Frankenstein injects into the body to bring it to life. So I think it's a collaboration. And I think a lot of time we don't acknowledge enough the writers.
The other person that's missing, though, and I think if we're going to, I think if we want to break it down like this, I think this is important too, is the director. Because what I will do is I will take that writing, right? You'll do the same thing. And we'll read it.
Practice it.
And then we'll put it out into the world. And the director will say, okay, that was an interesting choice, is what they will say. Now do it exactly like this. And then I'll just almost verbatim, without even a thought in my head, just repeat exactly what the director said, the way he or she said it. And boom, that's it. That's acting.
Yeah. I remember when Eric was directing, he kept saying to you, Mike, I love what you're doing. Sometimes G's are silent and you are pronouncing all of them.
Yeah.
I loved it. I thought it actually sounded great.
No, but, that's Raggett. That's Raggett.
So they needed to hire someone quickly and I was there. And sometimes it's like that. Sometimes success is just walking through the door that is open with desperate people on the other side willing to say yes to whatever walks through, no matter what.
Well, there's money. There's
That's
so much money
people.
At stake.
That's what I tell younger actors.
There are expectations. There are studio concerns. You were there at the exact right time.
Speaking of the studio, we're just starting out. We're starting out with this podcast. We're not podcasters. It's new to us. It's a learning process.
Yeah.
And so we're just like, we're getting in the studio, we're talking to each other, we're chatting it up, we're not editing a thing.
Not at all.
And I think that's what people want to hear when they turn on a podcast. They want to hear two men talking
Absolutely.
To each other.
Yeah.
Unedited. For a long time.
When do they go to the bathroom? That's the question we want the audience to be left with. Like, how do they do that?
What is this Ouroboros of self-fellation that I am listening to?
Yeah.
But with that said, because we are new to this, we didn't want to invest too much. We've rented these mics.
That's right.
From Best Buy. And I do need to get them back.
Actually, if I can, I just need to check. This is on a timer. So mine is up. And I don't imagine how much time do you have left?
Well, I just know I need to get this back to Best Buy in 15 minutes or I'm going to lose my deposit.
All right.
So we didn't get to the pilot. I think we still had a lot of fun.
Let me tell you, I feel like it's not work. If that's what we talk about. And let me just say this real quick. Greg Proops, before he left, I think I said something to him as I saw him there. I was like, oh, man, I love watching you work, I said to him. And he said, excuse me. And I, again, introduced myself, said who I was. And then he said, well, let me tell you, it's not work. It's play. And that's what I think when we're together.
I love it.
It's not work.
I love that.
If you love it.
I love it.
We're playing.
I love that. Yeah. I love playing
that's
with
right.
you.
Yeah.
It's play. We're on a playground.
We're together.
And there's no kids there. It's just
not
you
at
and
all.
Me.
It's just the two of us. We don't.
It's almost eerily quiet on this playground without the slightest whisper of a child's laugh. This playground, what has happened here? Why aren't there any kids? Why is it just you and me and the rusty squeak of the merry-go-round turning on its own without a child nigh?
Like you said, like there's no editing here, and you'll hopefully, the audience, you'll notice this as we go on with more of these episodes. We'll try and go as long as we can because we know that's what people are hungry for, and it's our job to deliver that. So come back again. I think we'll talk more about the pilot next time, you think? Episode one?
Yeah, we're going to start next week with episode one, the pilot. We're going to watch it. The thing about this playground.
Yeah.
Where is everyone? Where has everyone gone? is that has the world ended? Are Mike and I the only ones left in the world? And if so, what are we doing here? Why have we remained?
Yeah.
Why were we chosen? What is it about us?
If that is the case, do we need to return these mics?
That's it for this episode, the very first episode of In the Scenes Behind Plain Sight, and we're just so happy you could be here with us. The show is produced by a number of producers who have asked us not to mention their names.
But it is too late. We did mention Candace's name. So you know that Candace is one of the producers.
Good job, Candace.
In the Scenes Behind Plain Sight is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, Audrey Martovich, executive producer, and Yuri Lasordo, director of network operations.
For more information about In the Scenes Behind Plain Sight, and to reach out to us and send your questions or compliments, our website is itsbps.condos. That's itsbps.condos. Next week, we'll be back to talk about another episode of Behind Plain Sight. Actually, to talk about the first episode of Behind Plain Sight, which we failed to do today. Thanks to all of you Behinders for joining us on this journey.
Thank you, Ian.
Radiotopia from PRX.